Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for yet another day in our lives. Thank you for your protection over each and every one of us. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you, Lord, for divine enablement. Thank you for enlarged coasts. We bless and honor you. We magnify your name. Thank you for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for souls that have been won, for all manners of testimonies that you have given us. Daddy, we say thank you. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you speak to us individually and collectively today, and let your name and only your name be magnified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to thank God for your life. Thank God that we can meet again today. God has spared our lives. We went to bed yesterday night and the Lord woke us up this morning. Glory be unto His holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that indeed the word of God will transform you this day. The word of God will inspire. His word will strengthen you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And today I'll be sharing with us what I guide to. Don't give up. You will finish well. Do not give up. You will finish well in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That which you have started, the Lord will grant you the grace and the strength to bring it into completion. Every spirit of uncompleted project in your lives, they are hereby terminated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And I'm taking my text from the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, I'm reading from chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 7 to 8. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearing. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. May the Lord grant you the grace to love the appearing of the Almighty God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I have fought the good fight. May you fight the good fight in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will be able to finish the race in the name of Jesus. Say, I have kept the faith. May you be rooted in the faith all the days of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are one or two key things I just want us to know, that when you are saying that you are not going to give up, the person will not give up. You'll be a person who will not remain idle. You cannot afford to be idle and expect that manna is going to fall on your laps. No, it doesn't do so again. You cannot be idle. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 20 verse 6, he said, about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? And they said to him, because no one hired us. And he said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. Brothers and sisters, if you have been idle, the Almighty God is saying, I want you to finish well. I want to perform my wonders in your life. But you need to give me a reason for me to do so. And that reason is that you cannot be idle. You cannot be idle. You cannot be found to be idle. You are doing something. This master wanted to bless this man, but he found him idle. And he said, look, why are you idle? He said, nobody has hired you. Okay, I am hiring you. Then I am going to give you what is right. So brothers and sisters, find something doing in the vineyard of the Lord. And the Lord indeed will repay you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that there is a need for us to always look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, no matter the challenges we are going through. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. If Jesus himself had to endure, and we are his followers, we too must be ready to endure. But the Bible tells us that let us be focused on him, the author and the finisher of our faith. It's through him that we can complete, and indeed the Lord will grant us the grace to finish well in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Inasmuch as you do not give up, do not give up. Continue to trod ahead, and as you do so, the Almighty God will perfect that which concerns you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that whatever we are doing, let us do them with all our hearts, not one leg in, one leg out. Put all your strength, all your effort in that which you are doing, not eye service. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians chapter 3, Colossians 3 verse 23, you see, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. So brothers and sisters, whatever you are doing, do it with your heart. And in that case, you will be able to withstand whatever challenge that comes your way. And the Lord will grant you victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to understand that the battle we are fighting is a spiritual battle. We are fighting a spiritual battle. And for us to be able to fight a spiritual battle, we need the help of God to help us to be able to fight the spiritual battle. But Jesus has promised us. He tells us in the book of John 10:10, he said, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I have come that they may have life. And Jesus indeed will give you life, and say that they may have it more abundantly. Not just life, not just surviving, but you will strive in the mighty name of Jesus. You will flourish in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, because Jesus is ready to give you life abundantly. But know that the battle you are fighting is his battle. So surrender battle to him. Surrender the battle to him, and the Lord will grant you victory in the mighty name of Jesus. You must always know that you are saved in the hands of God. The Bible tells us in John 15:20. It says, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will keep yours. But all these things they will do to you for my name, because they do not know him who sent me. But he now also told us that in Psalm 44 verse 6, say, for I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. So your sword shall not save you, but Jesus will save you. He will deliver you. Put your trust in him. Surrender all into his hands, and he will grant you victories in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that you do not go about feeding your fears. Do not feed your fears, rather feed your faith. Increase your faith in God and your trust in him. Do not feed your fear. The Bible tells us that in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. That is what God has given us. So, brothers and sisters, do not continue to water your fear. Do not continue to water your fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. May you be made perfect in love, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, rather than adding water to your fear, rather than cultivating your fear. Cultivate your faith in the Lord, and the Lord will grant you victory. He will grant you the grace to complete, to finish well, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Always remember that God is with you. Always remember that God is with you. Do not depend on the lie of the enemy. Always think positively. Think positively concerning yourself. Let your thoughts be pure concerning yourself, concerning others. Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, he says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So brothers and sisters, think of good things. Think of good things. Believe that God, who has called you, Lord himself will grant you the total victory at the end of the day. So know that that which you have started is more than able to make you to complete. And he will grant you the grace to complete in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not only complete, but you will finish well. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will finish well. You will celebrate. You will be celebrated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every obstacle that the enemy has placed in your way, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But brothers and sisters, you also need to be more prayerful. Be more prayerful than ever. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that we should pray without ceasing. So brothers and sisters, let us cultivate the habit of praying. May the spirit of supplication and grace fall upon you in the name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will strengthen you in the place of prayer, and your prayers will never be an abomination in the ears of the Almighty God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus, do the work of God delightfully. Do his work delightfully. Do his work not grudgingly, but delightfully. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Always, not sometime, not when it's convenient, but he said, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing, so you must have that knowledge, you must have that belief that he who has started a good thing in you will be able to bring it to completion. Not only to complete, but you will finish well. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, your dreams, your vision will not be terminated. In the name of our Lord Jesus, every help that you need, the Almighty God will send them your way. In the name of our Lord Jesus, wherever your helpers of destiny are, the Almighty God will divinely connect you with them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, for all these things to come to pass, you really need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You cannot afford to be doing one leg in, one leg out with Christ. You have to be either in or you are out. May the Lord grant you the grace to be in. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord is ready to break every chain that have held you bound. But you need to be close to him. You need to be in his presence for him to be able to do that. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Or if you have been backsliding, you need to go back to him like the prodigal son. So why don't you just stay with me this morning and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today with a broken heart, full of repentance. Please forgive me all my sins. Today, I surrender my life to you. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I confess it with my mouth. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives and rededicated their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, wipe away their sins and give them a brand new beginning. In the name of our Lord Jesus. And henceforth, for everyone who have heard this broadcast, Whatever you lay your hands upon, the Lord will grant you the grace to complete. He will not only complete, but you will complete well. He will grant you all-round victory in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.